here on Tochen, and last was more of a shiur klal hamalacha, and now b'siyata d'shmai will try to pursue la'asuk yishmai tzali v'dehilchasa. So the Gemara on Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph is going to introduce us to the second of the four heterim of Tochen. We were already masik shmai tzali v'dehilchasa on heter number one. There are four heterim, as you have on your cover page of the booklet. Number one is Ein Chino Ela B'Gidulei Karka. And we pointed out that that term is actually very, very deceiving. And we reformulated what Ein Chino Ela B'Gidulei Karka means. And that is that those foods that when you grind them, they attain a new entity. So then that is going to be the Isser. And that generally happens when it comes to Gidulei Karka. Particularly, I'd just like to add, this came out in discussing with Avrichim and the Beis Medrash, that the Lashon of the Isser is a mechatech yerek. It's to cut a yerek. And we saw that the Rambam says that there's no tchina by peros. So we're just talking this, lahagdol Torah la'adira. I said we're going to be lasik shmaitz of the hilchasa, but this is lahagdol Torah la'adira, that really vegetables are also called a pri, right? You make a bar priya dhamma, you make a bar priya eitz. A yerek is something else. A yerek is this leafy vegetable that, pardon my crude description of it, it's like it's grass. It's a form of grass. So then in such a case, then you're cutting down the grass. There would be room to argue that that's all part of the definition of Ein Tchina Ela B'Gidulei Karka, that we said that you have to be making a new entity. Okay, but that's in the world of theory. Halacha Maisa, we paskin that Israeli salad is aser, and we discussed last time the shear, and we discussed the meaning of heter number one of Ein Tchina Ela B'Gidulei Karka. Heter number two is the Gemara and Kuf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph in Shabbos that the Beis Yosef makes reference to as well. The Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Hani Pilpili. If you have pepper, you're allowed to mash it with the handle of a knife, but it's permissible only to do one. Tarti aser. So there's two requirements. Number one is a shinui. Number two, you have to do them individually. We don't paskin this way in terms of the requirement to do it individually. Rav Amar kivan de mishani afilo tuvanami. Once you do a shinui, then it will be permissible even to do many at once. So this is quite a striking halacha. This halacha states that if you're going to have a shinoi, the halacha is that that is going to be mutter legamri. It's going to be permissible entirely. So the Beis Yosef already quotes a Shibboleth le'aleket. And on our sugya, on Shun Chaf Aleph Ches, Shibboleth le'aleket asks, Iika dekashile, kiven dekedarka chayiv, nishum toichen alidei shinoi, lahevei potter avalasur. In general, the rule is that a shinoi knocks it down to a level of the rabbanon. So why is it when you do a shinoi over here, it's going to be mutter? This is a very, very, very important rule that one is beginning to learn Hilchos Shabbos. This is one of the very basic rules, and that is that a shinoi takes a deraisa and knocks it down to a level of the rabbanon. There are times that when you have this at the rabbanon, then the shinui could be matured entirely. If that's so then why is it that over here the halacha is that once you do a shinui, it's going to be mutter? So here the answer is vague. Tshuva, kasa de sakina shinui gomeru. Here, this handle is a full-fledged shinui. The bein madoch shel eitz and madoch shel even have a shinui. Because, number one, simply going from a crusher, something that crushes what they call it, the pestle, that crushes the item. So if you go from one which is stone, which is the ideal, already going down to eights, that's already a shinui. Kid'isa b'beitza. That we already learned beitza. So if it kasa the sakina, have a shinui gomer. So if it kasa the sakina, it qualifies the full-fed shinui. Helkach motu l'chatchila. Therefore, it's permissible to l'chatchila. And he says, just like we find by Borer, that once you do Borer Biyad, that's considered a Shinoi Gamor, and that makes it Mutter L'Chatchila. So too over here, when it comes to the Kasa de Sakina, so then in such a case, that would be enough to be Matir it entirely. Now this is a tremendous Chiddush. When I was Zochet to learn this from Rav Neven Sal Shlita, so I asked him the basic question, and just repeating the Shibolei Aleket's question. I don't know if at the time I knew it was a Shibolei Aleket's question, but I asked him that in general, we know this basic rule that a Shinoi is going to be Matir only on a level of taking it down to Doraisa Durabanan, but Heter Gum or Shinoi doesn't work. So he asked me, that's why it's etched in my mind, he said to me, what do you think? So I told him, maybe one could suggest, based on the Egle Tal that we've discussed previously, this is a very, very important klal from the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal says that there are two different forms of shinui. Egle Tal writes this in his Hakdama. There's a shinui in the Echos HaPoel, and there's a shinui in the Echos HaNifal. A shinui in the Echos HaPoel is that you do a shinui in the action, in the type of action that you're doing. So then, in such a case, then the totsa is the same totsa, and the maisa is one which is different. There, what you've done is, you're no longer doing it kederach hamalacha. So an example would be, if you, instead of turning on the light with your finger, you turn on the light with your knee, so then in such a case, that's a shinui in the poel, in the action. However, there are times, Egle Tal points out, that when you do a shinui in the nifal, in the result. The result is not the same result because your action was different. But the shinui is not a shinui in the poel, the shinui is in the Echus Hanifa. So that's what I thought one could possibly suggest. That what? That there's no way that if you're chopping up the pilpalit with the back of a knife, that you're going to end up crushing it in the same quality as if you would use a pestle. It's not always true when it comes to shinui. Sometimes a shinui is a change only in the Echus HaPol, still asim in the Rabban. Some, I would speculate over here, Echus HaNifa. So first of all, Shibolei Aleket didn't say it. Rav Nevenzel's reaction was he nodded his head, and he didn't give me an affirmation or a negative. He just nodded his head, and then it was clear it was time to go on. Those of you know him, you know that there are times he wants to discuss and times he doesn't want to discuss. So he turned the question on me, and when he thinks I'm wrong, he tells me that I'm wrong. So he didn't say that he thought I was wrong, but he didn't give me. There are times that we get the Talmidim get ringing endorsements. It didn't get a ringing endorsement. He heard it. He nodded his head. And it was time to move on. So there is a Beferish of Chazon Ish that says that I'm wrong, which might have been the reason that he didn't give me a ringing endorsement. Chazon Ish on the first page of the booklet. It's hard for me to understand the Chazon Ish, but the Chazon Ish says it's Beferish against what I said. In the last paragraph, we're going to do a lot on this page of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish on these malachos is amazing. He's, in a positive sense, the Chazon Ish here is a terror. Every single sugya, the Chazon Ish rips apart, and he always has his own view, and he holds no prisoners. The Chazon Ish is really, really very, very unique. So, in here in Dibar Maskel, Nimtzeinu Lemeidin, and you have to really be Amel. Rabbi Sina and I both thought that that analogy of the Chazon Ish to the Beis Medrash of how the modern Beis Medrash Allah is like the Ramban to his Beis Medrash. The Chazon Ish's language is terse, it's very, very intense, and over the generations now, it slowly is opening up the Chazon Ish. Similarly, the same happened to the Ramban Bedora. Either way, the Chazon Ish in Dibar Maskel, Nimtzeinu Lemeidin, says the following. He says, towards the bottom, Ve'ein lanu lahatir, three lines from the bottom. Ve'ein lanu lahatir, first one line is chatas. Ve'ein lanu lahatir rak al yidei shinui b'kasa de sakino o kata de kafu mazleg. U'lebriot hatinok ein ha-shinui mazik. And so the Chazon Ish, as we mentioned in the previous year, and we'll come back to, is of the opinion that you're not allowed to mash for immediate use. And he says, but what you could do is mash the banana with the back of the knife, and don't worry about the fact that it's not going to be good for the child. She'ein kan shinui b'totzos hashchika, because there isn't going to be a difference. In other words, the child will be able to swallow it as easily. El she'eish kan shinui b'avodosa, but rather the shinui is going to be in the avoda. So the Chazon Ish says beferish that the shinui over here is a shinui in the avoda, not like the svara that the only svara that I thought that one could suggest. So at the end of the day, we either have the Shibolei Aleket's explanation, and that seems to be the standard explanation, that if you have a shinui that is so dramatic, the regular shinui in doing tochen would be you wouldn't use a stone pestle, you would use the wooden. When you use something that's kasa de sakina, that's such a dramatic shinu, that's enough to create a heter gum, which is a big chiddush, because in general, that should fall into the category of a change in the shinu epol, as opposed to shinui hanifel. Halacha lemaisa, this is halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, a shinui is going to be enough to be matir tochein. It has to be a shinui gomur, as we saw already from the Shibole Aleket. I might be machmir and say that you even need a shinui to the point that there isn't a change in the item, but I'm against the Chazon Ish, so definitely one could follow that as well. Now, with that being said, there are more halachos about the shinui. Let's take a look in the words of Shulchan Aruch. Here, don't open up, if you have the regular Shulchan Aruch in front of you, don't open up yet the Mishneh Berurah, but let's start first with the standard Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Zok Deheilige Mechaber, Simin Shin Chof Aleph, Sif Zayin. Mutter Lodach Pilpilin, one is allowed to grind pepper, afilu harbe yachid, even if you're doing using a lot of pepper, v'hushi adachum b'kasa shel sakin u'b'ka'ara. So you should be careful to use the handle of a knife, as we saw previously. The Gemara didn't give us that example. However, the other Rishonim we saw, and this is a quote, basically a quote from the Rambam, use the back of the knife, and to use a ka'ara. Now here's an extra word that we didn't come across in the Gemara that the Rambam added, ka'ara. Why did the Rambam add the ka'ara? So the way in which grinding works, tochen generally works, is you have the pestle and you also have the mortar. You have the area in which the item is ground. So it seems what the Rambam is driving at is not only are you not allowed to use the regular grinder, also the item that you grind in has to be different as well. And that is a discussion amongst the Magen Avraham and Taz that we're going to see shortly. But clearly that this is a requirement. This is how the Mishneh Berurah paskins as well. He says, after shina and sifkat and chafhei, after shina and b'mashadoch b'kasa shel sakina, mikol mokol b'machteshes is still going to be asur. Merci kuvda dechol. V'uadin dedoch b'kasa al gabi shulchan o b'shulei hakli. So you're not allowed to do the grinding in the normal area that you would grind. In other words, the regular grinding bowl. And it has to be done b'ka'ara. Now the Magen Avraham asks a very basic question. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Tes says, no, this doesn't make any sense. He asks a question implicitly and changes the girsa in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Perush, Sif Katan Tes and Magen Avraham, o b'ka'ara, either to do a change with what you're pressing, you're mashing, or you change the item that you mash inside. This must be the pshat of the Rambam. Because why would you require two shinuyim? Rabosai, we already pointed out that you're going down two levels when you're using a kasa shel sakin. You're not even using the wooden grinder. You're using the back hand of the knife. So once a shinui is mutter, so you have the shinui. Why is it that you're going to need both? To the Gemara lahisker elachad shinui, asked the Magen Avraham. In the Gemara, we only saw one shinui. Dahainu besakin, ukaachi betalsus, umashwa delachal, etc., etc. Okay, so he says he doesn't understand why this is so. Now, it could be that the reason why it's so is because you need to create such a dramatic shinui, either to create a shinui in what we argue the Eichus HaNifal, or to say that what the Chazon Ish says, to create such a shinui to go from Isur D'Oraisa, then you need a double shinui. But the Magen Avraham is bothered by that, as we saw in the Shibole Aleket. You already went down two levels to be matter entirely, but there is room, according to both explanations, to say that you're just going to need a double shinui. You can't suggest that. I didn't see anybody suggest that pshat. It's Rabbi Yaakov.
Why do we assume going from wood and then going to metal is two steps? double shear?
It's two levels because number one, you would normally use stone. Now you're saying using a metal back of a knife?
Yeah,
because that's two steps down when it comes to what would be used. In other words, if you were stuck and you didn't have your stone grinder, you would use a wooden grinder. If you didn't have your wooden grinder, then you would use the back of a knife.
Or is any metal is worse than wood?
The back of a knife is worse. In those days, I don't think they had metal that worked well enough to serve as a grinder. It wasn't used. It seems like metal is not ideal for grinding. Yes, there's another hand. Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't we say that Magen Avraham's kasha, meaning it's because of the chol, that's why it's awesome.
Beautiful. Azoyz up to Eilig Taz. That's what Taz says. Says the Taz in Sifkat and Zayin Yafem Ma'od. You both said it. Taz says ubekara pirush avlo mechteshes tavadum yinuchol, that the Taz says that over here the reason why you can't use a bowl is because of uvda dechol. Rav Rimon on page 704 says very nicely, very clearly, that what we have over here is tzvei dinim. There are two halachos that are at play over here. One din is the halacha of crushing. And when it comes to crushing, so there you take care of the crushing with the shinui when you go to the back of the knife. That you've taken care of. And then there's another halacha. And that is, that according to Taz, and we'll see in a moment the Mishnah Berurah as well, then that's the other halacha of uvda dechal. You take care of the halacha of uvda dechal by... Let's spell out. What is the uvda dechal? The uvda dechal over here is that you're using a utensil that in chol you use for grinding, so that in achanam, you haven't done the malacha, but you still are doing something that has the wrappings of chol, and that will be part of mimtzal chatzecha v'daber davar. That will be b'divrei kabbalah aser, and therefore you have to take away. But it's not, one has nothing to do with the other. There's two dinim over here. And therefore, Rav Rimon points out very well, and he thinks this is how the Mishnah Berurah paskins also, that every time we have a grinding shayla, we have to put it through, we have to, pun intended, we have to grind it through two sugyas. One would be the sugya of the malacha, and the other being the shayla of the dechal. Even if it's going to be mutter, b'toras malacha, you need to ask if the kli that you're using qualifies as uvda dechal. Mirtz Hashem, on Thursday, we'll get into the different grinders and ask that question for different grinders. We'll ask the question both in regards to uvda dechal, as well as a question of whether it qualifies as an isur d'oraisa. So the point is that over here we have to ask two questions every time we're talking about tofen. So when it comes to the shinoi, so there the shinoi has taken care of the grinding, but since you have another tool over here, you have the grinding bowl. If you remember from your chemistry that the way you grind compounds, it's not only the pestle that's important, it's also the bowl that's holding it. So therefore, both need to be taken into account when we're talking about it. Yes.
Why didn't you just say that once you are using the back of the knife, that's not the way you normally do it, so it's more...
Right, so the answer is that you have a kli that is so associated with grinding. This is used only for grinding. It's not your cereal bowl. It's only used for grinding, then it still falls into the category of the dechal. That's how the Taz learns. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Chafei, that's exactly what he says. You can't use the back of the knife in a machteshes. After shinu b'mashadoch b'katas shalkina, b'kol makom machteshes mechzik uvda dechal. It appears like uvda dechal. So that's exactly from the Mishnah Berurah emerges these tzvei dinim, and that would be the halacha. Mitzuyan. So that takes care of the halachas of shinui. Again, uvda dechal, we're going to have to come back to a little bit. But in terms of the basic heterim of Tochein, any other ha'aros questions? We close two topics. Number one is Ein Tkina El B'Gdula Karka. That's a misnomer in the sense that we saw that clearly there are times that Ein Tkina B'Gdula Karka, as we discussed last time, not this time. And then we have the second heter of Tkina, and that is the heter of Shinui. Mir Tzashem, when you teach the malachos, I think the best way to teach Tochen, you could decide whether you want to do more of a Hakdama type of thing. But then when you're getting into the lemaisa, probably the best way to teach it is through the heterim. Now, as you go through the klal, you teach the klal, and then you have four different heterim for tochein, and you go through the basic heterim by going through the basic halachos by going through the heterim. That would be seem to be the smoothest way to do it. Okay. We mentioned the Shitas HaRajba. I want to now see the Rajba through the broader prism of the Beis Yosef. The Tshuvas HaRajba was one who had introduced the Heter of Alter. We asked conceptual questions, and then we defended the Rajba last time within the words of the Rajba. Now let's see the bigger picture with how the Beis Yosef presents the basic sugya of Tochein, as well as the Shitas HaRajba, how the Beis Yosef himself concludes, and then see how the other poskim, and of course, starting with the Shulchan Aruch, how it's developed. So let's go through the structure of the Beis Yosef. It's a very beautiful Beis Yosef. In Shin Chaf Aleph Yud Beis, you have first the Beis Yosef quoting the basic halachos, the basic Gemara that we did last week about Silka. We mentioned the Machlokas Rishonim, whether with Rabbeinu Chananel, whether that qualifies entirely as tochen, if you're cutting into small pieces. Rabbeinu Chananel says no, and most Rishonim say yes. He then quotes the Rambam that says that tochen is kidei levashlo, which is particularly going to be usher. We discussed that Rambam as well as the point of the Beis Yosef that Rabbi Zion emphasized, and that is that it could very well be the Gemara said silka because silka is normally cooked, and maybe there's crossover between the Tosis and the Rambam. Then he quotes the Trumas Hadeshna that we did last week, that we saw that he differentiates between cooked meat and raw meat, and that, as far as I'm concerned, we've done that sugi already, and the definition of ein tchina l'dule karka. And then he quotes the Rajba. So let's pick up from the Rajba. But Rajba kasa b'tshuva, we'll go quickly, there's not that much that we need to add per se, but I want to show you how the Beis Yosef progresses through our sugya. The other part of silka dafka mechata kedil achol machar o afle bo bayom ulachar shel if yishadarach silka lachot kol dak dak v'shas bishula. V'kol shadarko v'kachu minich lachar shel achayev kol achol miyad sharinan. So the Rajba says that you have the heter of la'alter. And then he describes it's like borer, and we were masvir last time the mechanics of the heter of the Rajba, then I'm not going to repeat. The Rajba then continues, and then, Beis Yosef then continues, and he says, nimtzinu lemeidin. Now, let's summarize everything we have. Now, let's do a summary on the whole sugya, says the Beis Yosef. D'mutter lachtoch b'shabos, kibbutz yirako shekorin anshalada. Is this how they still use the term anshalada? I think it's a term that's used in the States, isn't it? What is it in the States today?
Like a burrito.
That's what I thought it was. Some burrito has meat inside, right? So in the time of the Beis Yosef, I guess they were poor. They didn't have as much meat. It seems that the enchilada had more vegetables than it had meat. So that's it's like a pita, but it's more crunchy, right? Vahush?
A burrito is like similar to lobster.
Okay, so not as crunchy. Okay,
taco.
I'm thinking taco. Okay, so it's something like a pita or a lafa. Okay, shekorin anshalada v'hu sheyochal la'alter ledivrei harajba. If you eat it, if you make vegetables, then according to Rajba, it's going to be mutter. V'afilu mechad mechatech letzarach kol b'nei seuda shari. And if you cut up for everybody else, it's also permissible. Shari atosis pirshu bor min yech tahinu bor letzarach acherim. If we're going to use the heter of borer, so borer la'alter is mutter if you do for everyone as well. Umashma. This is going to raise the ire of the Chazon Ish, this line. Umashma deleka man de polegala de Rajba ba. It's mashma that no one disagrees with the Rajba on this. Da shapir maisi raya mehi de borer. Because he brought a good raya from borer. We discussed last time why it's a good raya. Ubelavachi. And anyhow, says the Rajba, last week we learned so many other heterim. In other words, even if you're going to be mefakbek with the Rajba, we have gone through so many other heterim in Tochein. A. L'divrei HaTosos pshita, d'kol shar yarki, bar misilka shari. According to Tosos, everything aside from a beet is permissible. Okay, so that's where the Beis Yosef disagreed with the way many explain Tosos. He's beferish against the Tosha Rush that said that's derech. Ulapirsh Rabbeinu Chananel v'arash afil silka namishari. By the way, that's also a flag on the play. The Rush never entirely said that he liked Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat. But he puts the Rush and Rabbeinu Chananel together, and he says that Rabbeinu Chananel says that even a bean is permissible. Uladivrei HaRambam, every single line, the Beis Yosef over here, is a little different than the way we presented it in Shir on Thursday. I still don't back down, but I have to be honest that the Beis Yosef took more of the klalim literally than we did on Thursday. Uladivrei HaRambam, kol eicha shein b'chatech k'dei levashel potter. And the Rambam says it's only k'dei levashel. We also didn't learn that way as well. So let's come back, no longer about us. Let's see what the Beis Yosef sheet is. So Beis Yosef says you have so many Heterim according to Rishon. Number one, according to the Rambam, the only Isser is Kedei Levashel, working backwards. Number two, it could be that's only when you mash it entirely, like Rabbeinu Chananel. Number three, we saw that the Tosis holds that's only in regards to a beef. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, you're thinking that I'm such a Mekel, if I'm going to rely on the Rajba, you should know you have so many other Sibos lahatir, ve'efshar nami d'shari lichatchila, uledivrei Rashbam v'ra'im d'lo chilku b'kach ikla memar d'lo mitzvah mechate k'dei lechalach hashon. And even the Rashbam, the Ra'im, that don't talk about k'dei levashel, and they don't mention some of these other heterim, nevertheless, they might agree with the Rashbam. And therefore, the Beis Yosef concludes, we could rely on the Rajba, umikol makom nachon adavar lahazir sheichatken lechatichas gedolos ktsas. Hence the common custom, as we concluded last time, and that is to cut the vegetables a little bit larger than usual, v'shiyochu la'alter, and then you can rely on the alter. Gedolos ktsas is going to be enough. Ad kan divrei habeis Yosef. What happened by the time he got around to writing the Shulchan Aruch? So here it's interesting. Here, he didn't put it in his Shulchan Aruch. He didn't mention the Rajba in his Shulchan Aruch. But the Rama does. Isn't that interesting? So he had so many. So the Chazon Ish points out that, look, the Beis Yosef piled up all these Aterim, but by the time he got to his Shulchan Aruch, he threw almost all of them out. Kedei Levashel is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Silka is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Every single heter that the Beis Yosef had mentioned earlier, that you have to, it only is when you're mashing it down, but cutting in small pieces, the Farish in Shulchan Aruch, not that way. So Chazon Ish points out, if you want to see it inside, the Chazon Ish is starting from Vihine HaBeis Yosef all the way to where we had gotten before Tinim Tzenil HaMeidin, where the Chazon Ish points out, the Beis Yosef himself was Nota Lekula, but at the end of the day, the Beis Yosef himself doesn't quote this in his Shulchan Aruch. However, of course, the Chazon Ish will concede the Rama does. Okay, but that's very fascinating in the Mechaber. That didn't faze Chacham Avadia Zatzal, as we'll see shortly, but it is a fascinating phenomenon. The Beis Yosef was so mako in his Perush, in his compendium, yet in... I don't know if I said this here. Mind-boggling, Rabbi Yosef Karo had a hand in what seems to me to be the three most important Sifrei Halacha of the last 1,000 years. All three of them. He wrote the most important Perish on the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah. He wrote, and it's absolutely mind-boggling to think about the work of Beis Yosef, the most encyclopedic work in Halacha for hundreds and hundreds of years. You can't compare Encyclopedia Talmudis, because Encyclopedia Talmudis is written by hundreds of Talmidei Chachamim. This was written by one man. It's absolutely mind-boggling to think about that. And the Shulchan Aruch. There is, people speculate why, what was it that Rabbi Yosef Karo was zocha to that schus. That's that. Either there's almost no one like that in all the giants in the history of all the generations to have a hand in the three most important svarim in the last 1,000 years. It's if you think about it, it's crazy. It's hashgacha miyuchedes that he was. That he was Zochata. And I told you last year, I said, or Miller said that it's been studied that the Beis Yosef never contradicted himself once. And of all the Alechate Shulchan Aruch, never contradicted himself once. And Rav Miller's line was that they say the Mishnah Berurah is amazing, that there's only 2, 3, 4 seemingly contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah. There isn't a single contradiction in all of Beis Yosef. And Rav Miller's line was, of course, he learned with a mouth. So he had. But however you understand it, the Rabbi Yosef Karo is an absolutely fascinating study. But here it is quite dramatic. Here the Beis Yosef has all these aterim. He doesn't bring them down in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. And what we do is we have the Hefer of the Altar in the Ramah. So let's take a look where the Ramah concludes Sif Yud Beis. Ramah says, "V'chol zeh lo imayri ela b'choytech u'minyach am lo'och lo miyad ha'kol shari." That if you do it for the altar, so then in such a case it's permissible. By the way, the Shilte HaGiborim questions this Rajba. I did not put it on the Maram Mekomos, but the Shilte HaGiborim is the one who expressly, the Beis Yosef doesn't even make reference to it. But the Shilte HaGiborim asks the question that we asked last week, and that is just because you have a heter of the altar by Borer, Mehefi Tesi, you should have the heter of the altar when it comes to Tochein, but there it is. We have the heter of the altar. Okay. Comes along the Chazon Ish, and he makes the point that I made above. That even though the Ramah expressly stated that the halacha is that you have the heter of the altar, almost all of the heterim that the Beis Yosef himself pointed out are not muhrach at all. And in fact, he has a strong kasha. Let's take a look first where he rejects the Rajba. If you take a look in the first column in the Chazon Ish's words, Ubi'ikar dino shel Rajba, nira da Rajbam, v'smag, v'mordechi, v're'em, eina mechalkim ein samach l'sudo lo. De lo l'shtamit shlo yu meforshim ha'dabar. He says, I can't believe all of these other Rishonim, that are, most of them are quoted in the Beis Yosef himself, when discussing the halachas of Tochei, no one else mentions the heter of la'altar. So the Chazon Ish says, it must be that they all disagree. And therefore, the majority opinion is not like the Rajba. Chacham Avadya Zatzal responded to this very poignantly in the Tshuvas Yechaved Das, in Chelek Hei Simin Chav Zayin. It's on the back two pages in the booklet, where he quotes first the Chazon Ish, giving him the appropriate kavod. And then he says, six lines in, "Ubemechilas kvod Torahso ein bedvarav kidei lachlok al mashikasam arana Beis Yosef she'ein mishacholik avazeh al Rajba." Beis Yosef himself had said that there's no one who disagrees with the Rajba. Vafushe pluksa lo mafshinan, and one should not create a machlokas. In other words, it's a fascinating question. What happens if a Rishon, most of the Rishonim don't bring down the heter, but at the same time, there's no one who on record disagrees except for a Shilte HaGiborim. But all the classic Rishonim, Shilte HaGiborim is not even a Rishon, he's an early Achron. So if none of the Rishonim respond and say anything negatively about it, so says Chacham Avadya, Fushe Machlokes Lo Mafalgina. While the Chazon Ish goes in the opposite direction, he says, how in the world did none of the Rishonim not mention this heter? Two sides, two arguments. Glass half full, glass half empty. There's validity to both arguments. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. You can ask questions in both directions. I'd like to say the joke that there was two baledinim that came in to Rav, and one presented his side of the argument, and he said, therefore, the other fellow litigant owes me $100. Another fellow presents his argument, and the Rav, when he hears it, says, it sounds right. And the other one says that he presents and he says, therefore, the other litigant owes me $100. The Rav says, it sounds right to me, too. It's not correct. I'll be halacha. It's a joke. So then the Revitzin calls out from the kitchen. She says, how could they both be right? And the Rav says, you're right, too. So both these are contradictory observations, but both the observations are valid points. Yes, Rav David, was a hand before? Okay. Oh, it's
no, just wanted to
clarify. Chavrusa. Yeah. Chavrusa kegufa. Yeah.
The Chazon Ish is saying, how would not be sure to mention the heter of the altar, so therefore it's...
Therefore the Rajba is a minority opinion. That's what he's saying. Therefore, the Rashba is a minority opinion. The Chazon Ish then goes on the attack, as we mentioned last week. And that is, the Chazon Ish says he has a Beferish Tosefta that's against it. The Tosefta says that Ein Meraskin Lifnei HaZakenim, that you're not allowed to do Risuk in front of the Zakenim. And therefore, we saw last week inside, in Dibra Maskul Amor, the Chazon Ish says that it's Mefurish in the Tosefta, that one does not have the heter of the altar, because it says that you're not allowed to mash in front of them, and l'chol ha'pachos, mashing is going to be usur, even if it's going to be done la'altar. That's the Chazon Ish's conclusion. Ramosha Feinstein quotes many who disagree with the Chazon Ish's conclusion. So, what we're zeroing in on is the following. Let's review what we have on the books up until now. What we have on the books is the Ramaz Heter. That's what we have on the books. The Chazon Ish says, okay, I really think that the Rashba is a minority opinion. But I know beferish that the Rashba is wrong when it comes to Risul. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, the Chazon Ish says, even if you're going to accept the Rashba, you cannot accept the Rashba when it comes to mashing. In our previous year, we discussed what was unique about mashing, that mashing is the prototypical tochein, and you're making something new, and then you're not going to have that heter of la'altar, as we've discussed previously. Ad kan divrei ha-Chazon Ish. Shortly, we'll take a look and see how the Mishnah Brura tells us to be machriya in the basic issue of the Rishon. But in regards to the Chazon Ish Shita, Ramosha strongly disagrees. Ramosha in tochein owes beis. This is where we have all the tshuvas to Rav Eider, Chelek Dalad, Ayin Dalad, in Tochein, Oz Beis. Rav Moshe has a long arichus. Rav Moshe disagrees with quite a few parts of the Chazon Ish's approach to Tochein. What's very beautiful about it is Rav Moshe points out how unique so many of the Chazon Ish's observations are, and he does disagree with many of them, arguing that many of them are a das yachid. Rav Moshe points out that there are many poskim who beferish said that the halacha of the altar is mutter. They paskin this way. And not only do they say that the altar is mutter when it comes to chotech, but they also say it in regards to risuk, that it's going to be permissible. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan that says it in Sif Yud Aleph. And then Rav Moshe has, I must share this with you, just a brilliant, brilliant raya from the Gra. The Gra brings this absolutely brilliant raya. The Gra says on the halacha of on the halacha of the Rashba. So going on the words v'kol zelo mayri at the end of Sif Yud Beis, v'kol zelo mayri ele v'chot echum miniach avlam la'achlo miyad. The Gra gives us a raya to the Rashba. And what's his raya? He says as follows. Kemosha kasuv kufnun heyam and aleph, ein miraskin. There, the Gemara discusses mashing not in front of zakenim, like the Tosefta, but mashing in front of animals. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do it, but the Gemara only says it's asur because of mitrach ba'ochla, because you're being involved too much in the ochel. It's tircha of ochel for behemoth, and that you're not allowed to do. But otherwise, the Gemara seems to say it's mutter. What about the fact that you're doing risuk, that is really the av of tochein? Must be that the heter is la'altar, says the Gra. So the Gra brings a raya to the Rashba, from the case of Ein Meraskin Lefnei HaBehema, because it's asur only because of being Toreach Ba'ochel. Wait a second. You have a bigger Isser, and that is the Isser of Tochein itself. It must be that the Rashba is right, that Risuk La'alter is going to be Mutter. Says Rav Moshe, wait a second. The Gra is talking about Risuk. The Gra brings a Raya for the Heter of Risuk when it comes to the heter of the altar. So clearly, the Gra is on that side. It's true, the Gra is on that side, but the Chazon Ish already answered that Gemara. If you take a look, the Chazon Ish in Divrei Maskil, Ulehei Amor, he asks on himself from that Gemara, and he says that Gemara has to be talking about where you're cutting it up into bigger pieces. The question is, how does that fit well into the word Amaraskin? But I'm just pointing out, it's not like the Chazon Ish was unaware of that Raya. It's true, what Ramesha did is he pulled a fast one in the sense that he found that the Gra uses that as a Raya for the Hefer of the Altar, but it's not like the Chazon Ish wasn't aware of that Gemara. If you take a look in Divrei Maskil, Ulehei Amor, so there the Chazon Ish deals with that sugya itself, although it does seem to me, as I said, that Ramesha has a good point that the Gra is beferish against that. Another issue that the Chazon Ish is mechadesh, that Ramosha takes issue with, is that the Chazon Ish says that when you're going to be smashing it, banana, the only way you're going to be allowed to do it is with a shinoi. If you don't do it with a shinoi, then it's going to be asur. What is that shinoi? So the Chazon Ish says that you have to use the back of the spoon. So Ramosha argues, he says, you should be able to use the front of the spoon as well, because a spoon is not normally used for mashing. Why specifically the handle? And this is the position of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal as well, but it should be noted that the Chazon Ish said that when you're going to be mashing a banana for a baby, and you're going to be doing risuk, he felt that the front is not going to be acceptable, that it should be the handle that's used. In the Tshuva of Ramosha, Ramosha also disagrees with that shita of the Chazon Ish. Chacham Avadya Zatzal concludes that for sure one could be mekel. He basically, Chacham Avadya doesn't add much in terms of tochen with the tuf to the discussion. Basically, he's malakate, at least in the Yichav Adas, he's malakate the shitas. He praises a lot Ramosha's dechia of the Chazon Ish, particularly the raya that we mentioned from the Gra, and therefore the Chavadas concludes by reiterating what the Beis Yosef says. If you take a look at the last page of the booklet, he says Motal lechatchila raseik banana o yirakot mevushon b'shinei hamazleg. He's disagreeing also with the psak of the Chazon Ish that you got to use the back of the kli. The Chazon Ish seems to hold that you got to even use the kli in a different way than the kli is normally used. This might get into the Chazon Ish. Maybe Yom, this will be the Chazon Ish Loshita. So that's a shinui in the avoda. But that's what's critical, that the shinui in the avoda be critical. As long as you're doing the altar, it's going to be mutter. You're even allowed to cut the salad, dak dak, amanat lechol altar. So basically what this psak of the Yichav Adas is a reiteration of what the Beis Yosef himself says. It's still a mystery to me. I did not see Chacham Avadya deal with the fact that the Shulchan Aruch did not mention the Tshuvas HaRashba in his own Shulchan Aruch, even though he endorsed it so largely in the Beis Yosef. But in general, the Chacham Avadya feels that if the Shulchan Aruch doesn't disagree with what he said in the Beis Yosef, so you could follow this heter of the Beis Yosef, but it is quite a mystery to me why the Mechaber did not mention this heter, but it is mentioned over here. In terms of how the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Paskins, then I'll take, David, your question, and you take a look. The Shmir Shabbos suggests that this is the way that it should be done. He says on page Ayin Beis in the older edition, the second page, Perot Chayim can go on banana, avocado, kiyotzebo, ein lamarcham al prusat lechem, mishum iser tchina. You should not spread them on bread because of tchina. Elim kein harakim ba'od, kach kishika sha'ochez mixes apri, ein ashar nigra achrod. If they're so nozel, if they're so liquidy, that if you grab part of it, the other part wouldn't come after it, so then it wouldn't qualify as a problem of risuk. Asal mayach banana o agvanio kedome, ach bavur yelet katan mutar. It's prohibited to crush a banana, but for a small child, it's mutter. Aval dafkish yasakein al yidei shinui. But you have to wish him kagon bekafel biyadid hamazlik. I mentioned to you that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman disagrees with the Chazon Ish in regards to the shinui. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman felt that the kaf was acceptable to be used. Interestingly, though, he says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says not to use the front of the fork because that's a normal way to mash. That using the front of the fork is a normal way to mash, but the bottom of the spoon would be acceptable according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, and Rabbi Moshe would not be acceptable according to the Chazon Ish. So that's what comes out in terms of the psak and the bananas, as well as La Alter. There is a Tzarech Iyun Gadol on the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that the Archa Shabbos and Rav Rimon ask, that why is it that he says that you're allowed to mash it for a small child? It would seem like he said a small child to preclude an adult. But if it's a shinui, and a shinui is going to be mutter, so then in such a case, even for an adult, one should have said that it's acceptable. That's the kasha that both the two ends of the extreme, both the Archa Shabbos, as well as Rav Rimon, both asked the same kasha. It would seem to me, I didn't spend a lot of time thinking about this question, but it would seem to me that it could very well be that Rav Neuver Zatzal was paskening that we don't rely on La Alter as a carte blanche heter, a shinui as a carte blanche heter, but rather the shinui we're only going to be matir in cases of a real tzar. The question is why? The question is why would that be so? Because we didn't see that shinui is limited in the earlier posting. But it seems like he limits it for some reason. They leave off as a tzarech iyun why that would be so. There was a question here, and I said, yeah, Dave.
I don't know if I was going to, if I got this clear, were any poskim make all about using a fork directly to the mash banana? I know Ramosha talked about how he didn't think it was really tohen.
Right. Ramosha, I thought Ramosha was no to lakula, bishinu yamazli. I have to look back, but I thought Ramosha.
Without a shinui, right?
What's that?
Without a shinui. Just using the fork directly?
Yeah.
I thought at some point he says that it's not a big deal, you should be machmir.
But he says Beferisha, he doesn't think that would qualify as derech. That's how Ramesh says. Ramesh concludes that you should even be choshesh for the Chazon Ish l'chatchila. That's how Ramesh comes. That's how Ramesh comes out. Yes, Shmuel.
Is the Chazon Ish says the back of the handle?
Ramesh and the Shlomo and Rav Shlomo Zalman said that to use the back is going to be acceptable. Finally, there is a fascinating shita of the Mag Avram. I'm going to leave you off with a couple points to think about in this Mag Avram. The Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch about Lefnei HaZakenim is as follows. It's in the Ramah. In Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber says, HaMechate Chayerek Dak Dak Chayim Shum Tochen. Says the Ramah, V'hu Adin, the aser lachto grogros v'charuvim lefnei hazaken. Similarly, just like it's prohibited to cut up a vegetable, it's prohibited to cut up dates and caribs in front of zakenim. So the Magen Avram wonders what exactly is the Ramah bringing out when he says that similarly it's prohibited to cut these up in front of the zakenim. We already saw amchatech yerek dak dak is going to be chayef. What exactly is the emphasis over here of Lefnei HaZakenim? And Magen Avraham has a fascinating shita lekula that we don't paskin like, but I think as Emir Tzashem, one day you'll be poskim. I think it's important for you to have this Magen Avraham in your back pocket. So the Magen Avraham, let's take a look and see at least one line inside. I would like you, for the Iyun, we might be eyeing into this more. I would like you to take a look at this whole Magen Avraham. Our purpose is not a long Magen Avraham, it's three lines. He says, Lochein Nirali, Umikomakom, Niradin, Shadin Emes, the Aser Lachto Grogris, I'm skipping in front of a couple of words, When is it aser to cut the grogras? That is going to be in front of those people who can't eat, like zakenim. But if it's someone who could eat without it being cut up in front of them, then in such a case, says the Magen Avraham, it's going to be mutter. Says the Be'er Halacha, that's not correct halach l'maisa. So you should know that the Magen Avraham is of the opinion that when it comes to tochein, the isser of tochein is going to be when you have something that really wasn't edible, and now you're making it edible. But if it was already edible to that person, so then in such a case, it wouldn't be a problem. Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha just a second before I take questions. Lefnei Zakenim. I am the Magen Avraham. Shekaz of the Mashon Lefnei Mishi Yochel Lasso Kach Shari. That for those who chew it normally, then it would be permissible. Ulanias Daiti Ain't Varv Mechrochim. Says the Be'er Halacha, I don't think that's correct. The Nakal Lefnei Zakenim Shum Urcha de Milsa. Shehem En Yechol Nachal En Malichat Chim Dach Dach. Avol Olam B'Dover Shum Mishum Gedu Lekarka. Shayich Tchina b'chol gavni. But in general, says the Be'er Halacha, this was just used in regards to a description of the who generally you cut up the carobs for. But it's not a halacha that you can infer the geder ha'isur. The geder of isur talchein is not dependent on whether it's making it edible for you or not. By the way, the Magen Avraham's pshat fits in very nicely to what we had discussed last week, and that is that if you're making Magen Avraham is just pushing what we had said a little bit further, and that is that it's only considered that you've made something new if you've taken something that was inedible and making it edible. Now, what's very cute is that the Be'er Halacha brings a raya from his position from the same gra that we saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein brought a raya against the Chazon Ish. V'chein yir medivrei agra b'birurei. That we saw when it comes to mashing in front of the animals, so then in such a case it's mutter. The Gemara there says that you have the heter of what? Says the Gra, la'alter. Wait a second. Over there you had the heter of la'alter, yet the behema is able to eat it without you mashing it. It must be that the Isra of Tochein applies whether you are able to eat it or whether you're not able to eat it. The Gra brought a raya and said, you see from here that there's a heter of la'alter. Mashma, if it wasn't la'alter, it would be aser. Why would it be aser? The behemoths were able to eat it. Must be, even if you're able to eat it, still, nevertheless, the halacha is that it's going to be aser for tochen. And that is how we conclude la halacha. I am very intrigued by the shita of the Magen Avraham. I find the shita quite interesting that the Magen Avraham says that only la shvuya ochav. And I would leave you off with a tzarech iyun, and that is, why did the Rama switch from the lashon of the Tosefta, which is merasek, to chotech? A little bit of a tzarech iyun. Why did he do that? What does it say about both the Magen Avraham and the shita of the Chazon Ish? Either way, b'siyat l'shmai, let's review what we did today. What we did today were two major heterim in Tochen. Number one, the heter of Shinui, and we saw the Gemara, the source, and the scope of it, different explanations of how Shinui would work. We saw that the Magen Avraham was bothered, why you need to Shinuyim. We saw the Taz, which sets us up for Thursday, just when we wrap up, that when it comes to two Shinuyim, one Shinui is in the Malach, and the other Shinui is in the Uvda Dechal. And then we spoke about other Shinuyim as well. Like, do you need the back of the knife, or is the bottom of a spoon also acceptable? The Rav Moshe said that the halacha is that is acceptable. We saw in regards to the heter of la'alter that there is a lot of discussion about whether la'alter makes sense altogether. On the one hand, you have one extreme that says, as the Beis Yosef pointed out, many, many, many Rishonim are making on so many areas of Tochen, certainly you could rely on the Heter of the Altar. The Chazon Ish at the same time points out that no one said the Heter of the Altar is not brought down anywhere on the one hand. On the other hand, Chacham Avadya said no one said that it's Aser. So what? How do you deal with that? It's not mentioned at all in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings it down, and the Chazon Ish brings it right from Ein Meraskin Lefnei HaZakenim, that you aren't going to have a Heter of the Altar, at least when it comes to Risuk. Ultimately, the Chazon Ish says that one should not rely on the Heter of the Altar because it's a minority of Shitas, which reminds me that I did not read with you the words of the Mishnah Berurah. In discussing the Altar, let's just conclude with the words of the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkat and Mem Hei, the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, V'yesh mefakbin al Heter Zeh, there's some who's mefakbin, Gam Beis Yosef Kosev, She'af Shmi She'mechavin Lechol Miyad, Gam Kein Yizar Lachtoch Hatichos Kedos Ksas, Mitam Zeh Kosev Gam Kam Achronim, Denochon Lesnai Kamo She'kosev Beis Yosef. In the Kol Mokom, So really, the Mishnah Berurah is not so excited about the Heter of La'altar. At the end of the day, he says that you shouldn't be mocha, but in such a case, he l'chatchila recommends doing chatichos gdolos ktsas. So that seems to be the common theme of the Mishnah Berurah, both here and we saw earlier by Mechatech Yerik Dakdak, that the Eitz of the Be'er Halacha is to do Chatichos Dakdak. V'al kolponim also lasos ad yitzias beis ha-kneses. You have to make sure that people have already left shul. To be inan samach l'su'udah mamish. You need samach l'su'udah. This was actually the place in which the Mishnah Berurah tipped his hand to what the Shira of La'altar was. It was really strange, is that we still never got an answer. Why in Shin Yotes he doesn't tell us the Shira of La'altar, and he only tells us this over here. One more point in terms of Halacha L'maaseh as I'm continuing the review. Just remembering a couple things I didn't spell out. I did photocopy for you that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal is quoted by Rav Rimon. It's very special. He said, Shir in this room. So Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal is quoted as being more makel than the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in regards to avocados. And that is, in a particular case, he quotes his Rebbe as saying that he thinks that to shmear avocado on a piece of bread, it is on page 690, will be for sure mutter. Even though we saw that there are machmirim on miyuch la'altar, and the shmir Shabbos kilchasa goes on the footsteps of the Chazon Ish, that it upset Chacham Avadya. Chacham Avadya, at the end of the tshuva, right before the sikum, Chacham Avadya says that that this is a Shita Chazon Ish, is a Dasi Yachid, and he follows Rav Moshe, etc., etc. And then he says, not like the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. Shmir Shabbos was Choshish for the Shita of the Chazon Ish, that you don't have the Heter of the Altar. So after he quotes Rav Lichtenstein as saying that even if you're going to be Choshish for the Chazon Ish, at the end of the day, if you shmear it directly onto a piece of bread, so then in such a case, then that is Derech Achila, A. Aleph, and Beis, it could be it's not even called Tchina. And as I think what Rav Lichtenstein was saying is he was combining different heterim. The first heter being that you have the heter of the altar. Second, that would be Derech Achila. Secondly, is when is it considered you're mashing something? That's when you create a separate entity, when you mash it itself. If all you're doing is putting avocado onto the bread, so then in such a case, that's not called a Maisa Risuk. It's not called a Maisa Risuk. Maisa Risuk is when you're reconstituting the avocado itself. If you're putting the avocado onto the bread, the way you put avocado onto a bread happens to be by going through a bit of pressure where you end up mashing it. But that's not called the act of mashing. Mashlema Davidom, if I could sharpen what Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal was saying, as a tziruf. No, so Wilkinson wasn't saying that this is the reason to be mekel. He's being mitzari. If another tzad is mashal ma'adav doma, reminds me in regards to what we had seen in regards to schita, that if you're sochet l'tocha ochel, then in such a case, that's not being called a maisa schita. So he's saying over here, you never created a new entity through risuk. You've put it onto the piece of bread. So I figured I would share that heter with you, considering the history of Torah in this room. So that was in regards to the Heter of La'altar. And then finally, we had seen that the Magen Avraham actually has by far the most lenient shita, where the Magen Avraham says that it applies, the Isser applies only to those who wouldn't be able to eat the food item otherwise. At least the words of that Ramah are only applied to them. So therefore, according to the Magen Avraham, one has a much broader heter. The Be'er Halacha rejects it, as well as the Chazon Ish again finds it impossible. And what the Chazon Ish does is he rereads that Magen Avraham entirely, as I mentioned on the cover page, and he claims the Magen Avraham never said it. So before you use that heter, you have to go through that Chazon Ish and process that as well. Yes, Yudah.
Not a bucky on the matter, but according to
our listeners,
can one big guacamole on
you wouldn't have the heter. The only time you have the heter is that you take the avocado and you put it directly on. That's what he was saying. You could combine the heter of both for alter and mashing it. But if you make avocado, so then first of all, we're going to have to discuss the sugi of Lisha. But when you take the avocado and you mash it, so then you have the shayla of tochein. In regards to that shayla, either you rely on the Rajbo or you don't. And then the next stage is you also have to ask in regards to Lisha when it comes to adding mayonnaise and so on and so forth. What would the halacha be as far as Lisha is concerned? We'll have to process that as well. So the heter that Rav Lichtenstein was given was only a very particular heter, and that is to rub onto it. So according to Rav Lichtenstein, we would not need a shinui and such.
To make guacamole,
then we'd have to discuss in Hilchos Lisha as well. Right. In terms of tochen, if you mashed it, so then if you mashed it with the side, the kas of the sakina, so then we came out that the halacha is that it's mutter. And just one has to be careful to make sure that it'll be a shinui gomer. We got now to the mashing of it. Then the next thing that we're going to have to do is to figure out Hilchos Lisha that we'll get to in Mirtz Hashem. Rabbos, in terms of Seder HaDvarim, Thursday is really a wrap-up day. B'siyata D'shmaya, there's just a few more pieces in regards to the Kli. And the last fascinating sugya of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, which is a fascinating sugya. So do that within the Nosekem. You could already start your Chazaris. I'd like to get some feedback from the Talmidim Ayikarim, how much time they feel that they want to have for Chazara. There are times that Talmidim ask for a week, some times that Talmidim ask for 2 weeks. I'm flexible. Whatever you think is going to be best for your learning is what I want. So if you could, so next week will be a Chazara week. Question is whether it's going to be 1 week or 2 weeks. Looking forward to spending Shabbos also together.